Shmuel Beis Perachov Dalad Pasachov Gimel. We may go a little long today because we're wrapping up all of Sefer Shmuel Aleph and Beis, the last three psukim in the entire Sefer. Hakol Nosan Aravno Hamelech La Melech. So Aravno the king, emphasizing that he was the king of the Yavusi in Jerusalem, gave everything to the king. Hamelech gave La Melech. Gave to the king, David, who was the true king. David had conquered Yerushalayim and allowed the Yavusi to stay there, but they paid taxes, despite the fact that they owned fields and vineyards, and Aravna kept his threshing floor. And there's some difference of opinion whether Aravna had become Jewish. He may have been a Ger Toshav, a non-Jew who accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Or he may have been a Ger Tzedek already, or he may have been about to be, converting to Judaism, which was sincere. And his love for David was sincere. And he proves that through his bracha now. Vayomar Aravno, El HaMelech Hashem Elokecha Yirtzecha. Aravno said to the king, may God, your Lord, accept you with favor. So even... if he was a commoner vis-a-vis David, but the bracha should not be underestimated. And in fact, the Nach is going to tell us that the bracha was fulfilled. So a bracha from anyone can have great meaning and great consequence to it. Pasuk of Dalet, Vayomer HaMelech El Aravno, Lo, Ki Kano Ekne Me'oscha B'Mechir. The king said, no, I will surely purchase it from you for a price. Kano ekne, I will definitely purchase it from you for a price. V'lo a'ale l'Hashem elokei olos chinam. Elokai, I'm sorry, olos chinam. And I will not offer olos, burnt offerings, to Hashem for nothing, at no cost. You have to pay a price for anything that you're going to offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something given to me for free isn't a real carbon from my own motivation. Vayikan David es hagoren ves habakar, and so David purchased the threshing floor and the cattle bechesef shkalim chamishim for 50 shekels of silver. Now in Divrei Yamim it says that David gave for the place 600 shekels of gold, not of silver. So the Gemara explains that David collected 50 shekel of silver from each shevet and gave the full 600, whose weight was equivalent to that of even the heavier gold shekels, to Aravna. So everybody had a share in the Beis HaMikdash. It was communal money being used to purchase the carbon, which was an olas tzibur, a communal carbon ola for everybody. So there wouldn't be disagreements later where any shevet would say, I didn't have a chelik in the Beis HaMikdash. Or any shevet would say, the Beis HaMikdash is mine. It's exclusively mine because I paid for it. He's avoiding disagreement in the future to make sure that everybody is connected to the Beis HaMikdash as a place, as something that belongs to all of the people, and as a holy place that is shared for all of Klal Yisrael. Another explanation from some of the Mefarshim is that David paid 600 shekel for the adjoining field where the whole Beis HaMikdash would be located, 50 shekel only for this place and the oxen and the wood, which was the place where the Mizbeach would be located. So some say that that's implied by the language used here and in Divrei Yamim. Some say that he paid 50 silver shekel for just the threshing floor, but when he saw Esh Min HaShamayim come down to the altar, he paid 600 gold shekel to acquire the entire field around it, as we were mentioning. There are actually 13 shvatim, but Shevet Levi, as often, were exempted from having to pay. Since they were going to do the avoda, they didn't need to pay for a chelek, since they didn't have an achla themselves. But we see in both the story of Avraham Avinu and Maros HaMachpelah, and the story of David and the threshing floor, some marked parallels. In both cases, land was being purchased from a non-Jew. Avraham buying Maris HaMachpelah from Ephron Achiti, David buying the threshing floor from Arabna. In both cases, the seller proposes to give it to him for nothing, although we know that Ephron's offer was really insincere, but Arabna's may have been more so. But in both stories, the buyer, Avraham, and David refuse the offer and insist on paying for the land in full. There is a mention in both stories of the exact amount of money, making this a deed, as well as anything else, true proof of the Jewish claim to both of these great places in Klal Yisrael. The idea that he was going to spend b'mechir, the full price, is a similarity between the two as well, because the kesef that was over la socher in Parshas Vayera? Chaisara, where Maris HaMachpelah is bought, please excuse the momentary blip, also says that it was for full price. No discounts. So very many similarities between the two stories. But one big difference is that in the case of Avraham Avinu, he bowed down low by Ishtachu L'Amaretz L'Bnei Ches, but here, Aravna is the one who bows down low, the seller before David. Artsa, Apayim Artsa. And so part of that, again, as I mentioned before at the beginning, is the fact that David arrives as a king, and Aravna considers this a great honor to be able to sell to the king what he is asking. Whereas Avraham Avinu said, Gervito Shavanochi Mochem, so there was less honor involved, even though everybody knew the tremendous worth of Avraham Avinu. But nevertheless, a truly important moment. And so David concludes all of Sefer Shmuel by saying, Vayiven Sham, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Vayiven Sham David Mizbeach LaHashem. And so David built there an altar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't say whether he built it with his own hands or whether he built it with help from those who were with him. Vaya'al Olos Hu Shalomim. And he offered not just the Olos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the burnt offerings, but also Shlomim, the peace offerings that are shared between people, which is, again, a momentous decision by David to ensure that everybody felt they had a chelek in this purchase of the site of the Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael have to feel invested. And so by giving them to share, as anybody who's ever been to a Kiddush knows, the Chafetz Chaim says this, that there's tremendous value in communal eating and drinking and sharing together, that this would promote peace rather than rivalry. By Yosser Hashem La'aretz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted the pleas of the land, by Yosser Yitzchak, by Yetar Yitzchak L'nochach Ishto, we talk about earlier in Sefer Bereishis that Yitzchak davened for Rivka to be able to have children. So Vayetar is begging, and here Vayeyoser Hashem granted the pleas. Vateyotzar ha-magefo me'al Yisrael. And the plague upon Klal Yisrael halted. So the burnt offerings that David sacrificed had the precise effect that he was hoping for. The shlamim were for Klal Yisrael to rejoice at a time when plague finally passed. Be'ezah Hashem, we should all be zochet to have that rejoicing in the next several months as I record this in the hopefully last dying days of COVID, that it should pass and that we should understand that rejoicing where you all get together in one place at one chasana, the people who are currently nervous about going to such things and the people who continue to go to them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered his tefillos right away. And throughout his days, the Gemara tells us that David was saddened that he didn't know where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be built. As we know, David yearned to build the Beis HaMikdash himself, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell him earlier in Sefer Melachim that that's not his task. His tasks are finished. And so as a result, as Rashi says in his last comment, Chasolas Sefer Shmuel. This is the closing, This is the end of Sefer Shmuel. So thank you for taking this very long journey with me. It only took us a couple of years, no big deal. And so we will move on next to Sefer Melachim, which no doubt will be done lickety-split. Sefer Shmuel actually takes place over the course of only about 40 years, at most 50 years of time. Sefer Melachim is going to take place over nearly 10 times that amount of time, going for 400 some odd years from the building of the Beis HaMikdash by Shlomo HaMelech, who we haven't even met yet, until eventually its destruction. So mazel tov to everybody. On to Sefer Melachim.